You are listening to The Art of Work, Section 15. Instead, a bitter heartache comes to many under the sun, for although God may grant us wealth and possessions, until we have everything our hearts desire, we often lack the ability to enjoy those gifts and someone else enjoys them. This is futile, a miserable situation. A man could have 100 children and live 1,000 years, yet no matter how long he lives, if his life comes to an end before he learns to enjoy the good things of life, I say a stillborn child is more fortunate. Its birth is futile, for it departs in darkness, and in darkness its name is shrouded. It never saw the light of day, or knew what life was like, but that child has more peace than the wealthy man who fails to enjoy his prosperity and still ends up in the same place. We all work so hard to satisfy our desires, but only end up wanting more. Even the wise do not find more satisfaction than fools, and a poor man is not content even though he tries to accept the situation in life. I say again, it is better to enjoy what we have than to chase what we lack, for that pursuit is futile, like trying to catch the wind. In the previous section, Kohelet taught us that those who accept God's daily gifts will seldom look regretfully on the past because their days are full of joy. But now he comes back to acknowledge that the majority of us often fail to enjoy the good things that come our way. For some reason, we lack the ability to stay focused on the day we are in. The good gifts of today slip through our fingers and end up with those who can truly enjoy them instead of treating today's blessings as a means to an end. To Kohelet, this is such a waste of life that he puts the result in very strong terms. He tells us that a stillborn child ends up with more peace than the wealthy person who wastes their life in the pursuit of wealth, all the while failing to enjoy the good things that come their way each day. The problem, however, is not limited to those who are already wealthy. No one ever gets this totally right, for we are all driven by the desire for more. Even the wise succumb to this, and the poor spend far too much of their valuable time dreaming of a day when they might finally get ahead in life. Kohelet concludes by repeating something he has already taught us, something that is worth repeating and is another one of his "this is better than that" statements. He says, "It is better to enjoy what we have than to chase what we lack, for that pursuit is as useless, as futile, as thinking we could ever hold on to the wind." My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Please check out more at www.artofwork.ca. Thank you.